Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for July the 19th, 2010. We'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alfred and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. Will you stand?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you give us your divine wisdom. Lord, we need it more importantly at this present time because we're in these budget hearings and things are tight. Lord, we ask that you not only put your loving arms around this court, but put it around all the leaders in Southeast Texas, in particular Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you also hold the families of loved ones that way fighting wars for our country. Lord, we ask all of these blessings in your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation's flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Judge, before we get started, Commissioner Arnold, we have Ms. Norma Lucas here from, I guess, the Bevel Oaks area, the city of Bevel Oaks, city clerk there. And it's a pleasure to have you with us today, okay?
We'll give you the oath here in a little bit. Just for information, I received a phone call from Mayor Prince just a short time ago, inviting all of us to the airport at 8:15. Mr. Ross, is that right? When those veterans are coming in? It's Friday.
Friday.
And I told her what our situation was, and it may be that we can make that 8:15 and get back here and then get started on budget. But she wanted to make sure all of us were invited. Great call. Purchasing items. Item A, approved specifications for RFP FEMA grant management for Jefferson County. Item B, approved specifications for IFB for GA apron repairs for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in Jefferson County. Item C, considering possibly approve the purchase of an additional 100 burial plots in accordance with IFB 08-090/JN. The purchase price is $275 each for a total of $27,500. And I see we have Mr. Claybar present with us today if anyone would like to talk to him or visit with him. Item D, considering possibly approve a cooperative purchasing agreement for disaster preparedness management service to R.W. Beck in accordance with Houston Galveston Area Council contract. Item E, execute, receive, and file this cooperative purchasing agreement with R.W. Beck. Is there a motion on these?
Second.
Have a motion, second, discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly encourage all citizens to participate in the 2010 census. When does that come to an end? Do you know, Commissioner Arnold?
No, sir. They're still doing field surveys.
Anyway, item B, consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Mr. Walter Lucas as Commissioner to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. The Board of Commissioners serve for a one-year term.
Motion to approve, Judge.
Okay.
I'd like to make a comment and recognize Mr. Lucas, who has unselfishly and with a lot of interest in the protecting the rights of our citizens and western part of Jefferson County. I want to appreciate you personally, if you'd stand up. Acknowledge you for agreeing to serve as many years, 7 or 8 years, and on this volunteer board, and we certainly appreciate your services, sir, and you will be duly sworn in upon the conclusion of this meeting today. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes, she has it. Would you like to take the oath now in the presence of all these folks?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on up.
Okay.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine.
Good.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lucas, I'll ask you to raise your right hand. Do you, Walter Lucas, solemnly swear or affirm that you will faithfully execute the duties of the Office of Commissioner of Jefferson County Emergency Service District Number 1 of the State of Texas, and that you will, to the best of your ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution and the laws of the United States and of this state, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir. If you will, sign that right there.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Judge, you know that those saying, old adage, behind every good man is a good woman. Well, his wife happens to be here, and she is absolutely a wonderful lady who has served the city of Bevel Oaks for a number of years. We appreciate that as well.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank
to you,
very
sir.
Much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis.
We need to call
Lucas.
I said
yes.
Lucas. I'm sorry.
Lucas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. You be careful.
Thanks, sir.
Maybe we better vote on all that.
Yeah.
All in favor of those items under county commissioner, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. See, we have someone here from Senator Huffman's office. Is that right? Norma? Okay. Well, we're glad to have you. You spying on us? Good. Good, good. All right, County Auditor, Item A, consider and possibly approve a budget transfer for the parks, $900. Item B, consider a budget transfer of Precinct 4 for additional cost of $160. Item C, consider a budget transfer for the jail to purchase a pump motor, $3,278. Item D, consider a budget transfer for juvenile detention for additional cost and to purchase storage cabinets and industrial fans, $3,100. Item E, consider a budget transfer for printing for additional cost of $5,000. Item F, regular county bills, check number 341-549 through check number 341-833. We have a motion on those. Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering Department, Item A, consider and possibly approve hiring Carolyn Blackman as engineers for the Ford Park Arena roof replacement for TDRA grant funding. This project is in Precinct 4. Item B, consider and possibly approve engaging J. Thad Hartfield of the Hartfield Law Firm to assist the county in handling condemnation proceedings for parcel number 28, LaBelle Road right-of-way, Judd Adam, LLC. Is there a motion on these items? Motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
Judge, I'm going to abstain.
Sir?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. We have one abstention. Four for, one abstention. Human Resources, Item A, consider and possibly approve granting extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Vanessa Hager of the tax office. Is there a motion on that?
No move.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion?
Judge, I'd just like to also offer a prayer with that.
Good.
That vote, thank you.
Good, thank you very much. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. That concludes the budget, but for, yeah.
I just wanted to make an announcement that I'm very happy to make. Last week, we announced our Walk Across Texas program as part of our employee wellness. We were hoping to get about 30 teams, and we have 49, so I'm very, very excited about that. The employees walking around everywhere. If you see them, don't make fun of them, encourage.
I'm not making fun of them, but I said you can sit at your desk and do that little thing like that.
Judge, don't give anybody any ideas. Now, I got to tell you.
Winning is everything.
Just from my standpoint, I woke up from the basement class.
Oh, gosh.
But I have done.
I want that on film.
Yeah. When it gets to the top.
That is great, and I see a lot of people doing that. That's wonderful. Information, as you know, we're in budget proceedings. This is the first day, it'll go through Friday. I think I can speak for everyone here, they can say what they want, but we're viewing this year's budget in a very, very serious and, I suppose, restrictive vein. This morning, we had the uncomfortable decision of closing the Jefferson County Library and Bookmobile, and after this fiscal year, or at the end of this year, that department will no longer exist in Jefferson County. It was carrying a budget of approximately $300,000 a year. And so I just want to say that to let everybody know, is it as uncomfortable as it is for us to do those things, we're very serious this year about how we approach budget, and we'll do the best we can do. Anything else? Well, thank you very much for being here. We're adjourned.